Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Carmen Veal coming to you with the Brown Skin Women Entrepreneurs Club podcast on 4th of July. I'm doing a little work today because I am really excited with the direction the Brown Skin Women Entrepreneurs Club has taken. Yesterday, I hosted our very first power call and we discussed multiple streams of revenue. And what I've decided to do is offer these podcasts so that I can share the abridged version of what we discussed. If you aren't aware, the Entrepreneurs Club is exclusive to paying members only. If you are interested in learning more about the membership, you can visit brownskinwomen.com or brownskinwomen.academy for more information on becoming a member. Once you become a member, you have access to loads of information, different suites of information that are basically modules explaining how to become basically a master in different areas necessary for growth within your business. Also included in there are the workbooks that you can use to further learn and apply what you're being taught in the modules. And also our private group on Facebook where we talk about inspirations and struggles that you're having and brainstorm ways in which to overcome them. You have accountability in that group so that we can help you achieve your goals. The sky is the absolute limit. There's so much more. But as an entrepreneur now on her third business, 7 years in, I have learned a lot. I've reached impressive levels of success. And I'm sharing all of what I know with the members in this club. So with that being said, I'm going to get into our podcast. We're going to explore multiple streams of revenue. I think ultimately the goal for everyone should be financial security and then eventually financial freedom. I believe 9 different streams of revenue coming in from different areas, and it is the most amazing thing. It is the best way to create or to generate cash flow by not having all of your ducks in one basket. And so I'll talk a little bit more about how I got to this point within my own business, within my own network that I built. But before we do that, let's talk about the different types of income. What they are. There are 2, passive income, and then there's active income. So let's start with active income because I think it's something that most of you will be most familiar with. That is when you are doing something in your daily life that provides a paycheck, a steady paycheck, but it's work that you're doing actively to receive that cash flow. You could be working a 9-to-5 job or a third shift job for somebody else or yourself if you have the steady income generated. So that's active income. And then you have passive income where you are not working for that money. That money is generating itself continuously, regularly, and you're not thinking much about it. You've already either done the work so that it continues to pay for itself, or every now and again you go and fine-tune something so that you can continue to generate revenue. But think of it as an investment in the beginning and something that you're paid on over time by individuals seeking whatever it is you offer. So in keeping with generating cash flow, I want to make it very clear that you really should have a primary source of income first before you start to look into generating multiple streams of revenue. So let's think about what it is you offer. Whatever it is you offer or whatever you do in your full time or part time even, but it's creating steady revenue for you, that's what you prioritize. And if there is a way for you to tap into that particular industry, that particular field of work, and brainstorm different ways in which you can provide services based on your expertise in that field, sharing what you know, with other individuals in creative ways, that's a great opportunity to create generate multiple streams of revenue. So let me just talk specifically about what I did with my network. I mentioned in the beginning that I've owned quite a few businesses. Many of you are already aware of what they are. Some of you have been following my work since 2009. I started a clothing company, which was the first company I owned, a nonprofit organization, which I still am the founder of. I went into event decorating and assistant furniture buying, into event planning and marketing, which is where I am now and which is my full-time and which is what I absolutely love. And in the midst of all of that, I decided to chop off my natural hair to embrace it in its natural state. The only issue was I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know how to manage my hair. I didn't understand ethnic hair. So I decided in 2013 I would start a blog. I would start a blog to document my journey, to be able to reflect on that progress, and to also remind myself of things that I may have written that wasn't easy to remember. And so that was my diary. And it was a diary that I created publicly so that other women in anywhere in the world could read and learn, you know, what I've discovered and determined and apply it within their own lives. And so it quickly developed into this community, this online community where women were subscribing to my blog and liking the blogs and commenting and sharing the content. It became useful content for them. So I started to build this community without realizing how amazing it was going to be moving forward and how much it would impact not only my life, but the lives of so many women and girls in my state and then outside of my state, which is Connecticut. So with building a community and now keep this in mind with whatever this it is that you're working with, as I dive into Brown Skin Women's Network in great detail, which is this community I'm referencing, think about what it is that you want to do or are doing that you can apply some of what I am doing, what I have done, what I have discovered. And even if it's a passion project or a company you are planning to start, a great thing to do is take whatever it is that is the primary source of that product or that service or that blog and find ways in which you can eventually incorporate multiple streams of revenue. So first I built my community, which is my blog. I called it Brown Skin Women. I did my research, which is something I do all the time and something I encourage you to do all of the time. The silliest question is the one not asked, or in this case, not Googled. So you can Google anything and find just about everything that you need. So I researched what other bloggers in other parts of the world were doing with their blog and within the natural hair community. And I found that a huge, really popular thing was having natural hair meetups, natural hair brunches. And I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to know what that felt like. Mind you, this is before I started my event planning firm, so we'll get to that eventually. So the closest place to me having events of this nature was in New York City, a couple hours away, worth the drive. So I drove and I attended a couple events and I loved them. The energy was so amazing. It was dynamic. The relationships, the encouragement, inspiration, motivation that was explored at these natural hair events, which basically encourage you to love yourself for who you are, embrace yourself in your natural state, work on yourself from the inside out, love yourself, care about who you are and how you treat yourself. Mindful thinking, mindful existing, mindful breathing, all of these really amazing things that I really hadn't even tapped into that inspired me to do just that. And so I decided I would come home and try and establish that within my natural hair community, within my blog. So I decided to put on my first natural hair meetup. I blogged about it. I was excited about it and I shared it. I shared it on my social media outlets, which back in 2012 I probably had like 2-3 people subscribe to my blog, and probably about the same amount who are following me on behalf of the natural hair community itself. Granted, I already had a following from working in the clothing industry and the nonprofit organization I founded, which I didn't explain is Hope for Autism. My daughter has autism. So sharing my journey with my daughter and her condition. So I had that following and that support network already. So it just was an easy transition when I went into the blog community with the natural hair, because a lot of the women in it were natural, or they wanted to embrace their natural hair. And so when I had this first event, a lot of them showed up. Now, just rewind a little bit. When I put this event on and the day had come, I get there a little early to set up. I'm thinking like, all right, 5 women will show up. And you know what? That'll be fine. There were over 30 women who attended this event. And I was blown away by the response and the energy. And the energy that I felt when I went to attend these natural hair events in New York was the same energy I felt here. It was just more special, more intimate, because it was home. It was right in my hometown that this event was being held. And these are women that I knew, some of them I knew, and others I was just meeting and connecting and building with them and just really realizing that we were all more alike than unlike. And so what I did was, and this is the next point, so we started with build a community. That's how I built my community. The next point is asking the community that you've built about their preferences. So at this event, I asked the women, what do they want to see? Did they want to see more of this type of thing or different types of events? Granted, this was after I shared with them my experience with the natural hair events I had attended in New York City. They said, yes, we want more. We want this. We want that. And so I asked, would you be interested in a natural hair brunch? And everybody was just like, absolutely, let's do it. So mind you, this was November. It was winter in Connecticut, which can sometimes be brutal. But this is the first night I had my natural hair meetup in November 2013. And I decided in 2014 I would have the first natural hair brunch in January. I planned it. I put it together. And what I realized in this space, and which is the next point for you, is creating a solution. So the void, the problem was that there wasn't anything that existed like this in my community, in my local community, and women didn't know or understand their natural hair. They wanted to learn more about that, and they wanted to be in the space with other women who were walking the walk and talking the talk, and was also embracing the journey. So I created a solution by creating this event and planning future events from small, medium to large. And this event sold out. There were 66 women at my very first brunch, 64 or 66, I forget, but it was mid 60s. And in the midst of planning and coordinating it, I received an email from Essence Magazine asking if they could feature the event in their magazine. And I was just like blown away. I could not believe Essence Magazine, the magazine I grew up very familiar with. My sisters and my mom were reading the magazines, and you know, I would look through it for inspiration because I loved fashion. And I love style and creativity. And so I got that from those types of magazines. So when I found that email from Essence and I was able to determine it was a real email, not a fake one, I honestly thought I was being punked and pranked. I was just like, oh my God, this is happening. This is a major, major thing. And that is what caused my ticket sales to actually increase, because I got that piece of publicity and everybody wanted to be in the magazine, and everybody were. And so from that, I had more events. I had smaller events, and then I started to have really large events. And then I started to be contacted by companies who offered products and services. They wanted to become a vendor at my event. And then I started getting contacted by larger companies who had marketing budgets, where they were looking to tap into my community that I built, because that was their ideal customer. They became monetary sponsors. They were paying me a fee to advertise their products and their services at my event. The vendors were paying me a fee to sell their products and advertise their services at my event. And so those are a few different ways in which I created additional streams of revenue within my blog community. Now, moving on to another level of income revenue was with the blog side of things. I created an advertisement opportunity where you can advertise on the website, advertise in my black book, advertise in my weekly newsletter, advertise via the postings on social media, the various social media platforms that I use for brown skin women. And then fast forward to me creating the membership club, which is an intimate space for women local and afar to either work on their professional development or their personal development. And I created a 4-tier system where there are different price points, but ranging between very low, medium, and high, and not expensive. Like currently, it's $5, $10, $15, and $20. That number will change as an increase over time, but that's where I started. That's where I am now. And it's for the women who's looking to save money, who's looking for that extra support, who's looking for that intimate opportunity to learn and understand her hair and make great relationships. Establish great relationships and networking opportunities. Women who are in business, looking to grow within their business and learn how I did what I did. I created different levels for the membership so that there's something for everyone. So even if you don't own a business or aren't interested in owning one or aren't interested in starting a passion project, there is a package for the woman who may be embracing her natural hair and want to pay less for the services, would like to attend my expos and my hair shows for free. And for free meaning they're paying their monthly membership, but they aren't paying a fee to attend the event. That's one of the perks of the membership and so much more. And so that was another way I generated revenue within my blog. And so my point with this podcast is for you to think about whatever that primary source of income or whatever primary service you offer, or whatever primary product you offer, or whatever primary source of employment it is that you have. If there are ways you can add revenue, a different stream of revenue, then this is a great way to do that, by determining what you can offer the community based on what it is that you offer professionally. What can you teach? What can you give? What can you explore? And that's really all I have for this. The conference call yesterday, we were able to explore ways in which they can add multiple streams of revenue. So again, that is the perk to being a member. You get that one-to-one support. One-to-one business support, help you take your passion project and your company from 0 to 100, from 10 to 100, from 50 to 100, wherever you are in the planning process, really helps you get organized and structured and marketing it so that you can grow. So again, if you want to learn more about the Entrepreneurs Club, just visit brownskinwomen.com. or brownskinwomen.academy, which is coming soon. The academy is coming soon. And if you want to reach me, carmenville.com, and you can find me across all social media outlets as Carmenville, which is separate from Brown Skin Women. You can reach me either way through any of the outlets. I'm excited to connect with you, and I look forward to working with you soon.